Still Into You, written by Disillusioned Danny. This is a Danny Phantom Batfam crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Tim slash Danny and is tagged with Tim Drake's missing spleen. Tim Drake has the survival skills of a wet newspaper. Danny Fenton is a ray of sunshine. Identity reveal, sick fic, and fluff. Summary. Tim gets sick. Lucky for him, Danny is there to take care of him.
Danny let out an exasperated laugh as he looked down at his boyfriend, who was completely and totally knocked out and fast asleep. He had managed to fall into the Gotham Harbor the night before in the dead of winter while he was out on patrol. And while technically Danny wasn't supposed to know about that, since he still didn't know Tim's secret, he still found it rather funny. It just so happened that Danny had a tendency to listen in on Tim's patrol as Red Robin. It had started out when he first realized that Tim was Red Robin nearly 6 months before, back when they had first started dating. Certain things just started to add up to Danny. When you're dating a guy with enhanced senses, though, it's rather hard to keep those secrets from someone. Danny could smell the gunshot residue from the nights Tim had to deal with shooters, could hear the entire fucking nest that was hidden deep in the basement of Tim's penthouse, could smell the leather and Kevlar scents that clung to Tim even when he wasn't wearing his suit. It was rather easy for him to piece together. Yet, he had to keep quiet about it all. Tim wasn't ready to share his secret with Danny, and he wasn't going to push it. How could he when Tim still just knew the bare minimum of Danny's own situation? He knew that Danny had been in an accident that made him a meta, but that was it. He didn't know much about Danny's powers, and had blessedly never pushed Danny to share with him. Even though Danny knew that Tim was absolutely dying to know everything about his abilities. But it looked like Danny was going to have to change all of that now, as he looked down at his boyfriend. Danny had come home from the high school he was working at far later than expected, only to find his boyfriend sprawled out, fast asleep in Danny's apartment, dressed in his civvies save for the domino mask that was still pressed against his face. "Tim," Danny murmured, shaking the poor guy's shoulder to get him to wake up. Tim just let out a whine and said nothing as he buried his face in the plush carpet. Danny huffed out a chuckle before he hoisted Tim up in his arms and carried him to the bedroom, carefully laying him on his bed and tucking him in tight. He let out a sigh as he looked at the domino on Tim's face and sucked at his teeth for a moment before he phased the mask off and set it to the side, laying it on the bedside table. He pressed a hand to his boyfriend's forehead and frowned at how hot it was. "I can't believe you got yourself sick," he said with a sigh, before pressing a kiss to his sleeping boyfriend's head and heading into the bathroom towards his medicine cabinet. He wasn't sure what exactly his boyfriend was sick with, but considering he'd fallen into Gotham Harbor, it could be literally anything. He dug around in the cabinet until he found a bottle of Tylenol and brought that as well as a cup of water to his bedroom and set it down beside his poor, sickly boyfriend and pressed a kiss to the man's forehead. Tim let out a whine from the back of his throat, and Danny huffed out a laugh. "Timothy Drake, you're a walking disaster," he murmured, before shutting off the lights and climbing into bed beside the man. Danny let out a breath as Tim immediately curled up beside him and rested his feverish head on Danny's chest. He thanked his lucky stars that he ran at such cool temperatures as he held his boyfriend close and tried to cool him off. Danny let out a groan as he felt Tim stir in his arms, finally waking up. "Morning, dollface," Danny murmured, brushing a damp strand of hair out of Tim's face as he rolled over, pressing his face into Danny's chest.
"How did I get here?"
Tim mumbled, not moving his face from Danny's chest. The Haffa let out a soft laugh as he ran his fingers through Tim's hair slowly. Oh, you climbed in through my window from what I can tell. And then promptly passed out on my carpet with a domino mask on your face, he said. And Tim immediately rolled onto his back and pressed his hands to his face. I took it off.
How?
Tim demanded, staring at Danny in surprise. Danny snorted and pressed a soft kiss on Tim's forehead. Well, it feels like your fever has gone down a little, he murmured, before Tim started coughing roughly, so hard that Danny could hear the rattle in his boyfriend's lungs. And the same way I can walk through walls, Tim, I just took it off, Danny said, after Tim had finished coughing and he helped him sit up. Tim gave him a wary look as he ran his fingers through his hair and attempted to even his breathing.
I've been meaning to tell you, I just didn't know how. I mean, you're a civilian and you're a teacher in Crime Alley and...
Timmy, Danny said with a laugh and pulled himself up to sit beside his boyfriend. I already knew. I've known since we started dating. Now, we can talk about it when you're not sick as hell and coughing your lungs out. The vigilante let out a groan and fell onto Danny's lap, letting out a shaky breath before coughing roughly once more.
I have bronchitis,
he grumbled, face buried in Danny's lap, his nose pressed against his navel.
But Alfred and Bruce kept hovering, and it was driving me crazy, so I decided to go home. But I couldn't get all the way back to my place, and I guess yours was closer, so I ended up here.
Danny let out a hum and ran his hand up and down Tim's side as he lay there. Well, I'm glad you did, because you're not going to get out of this bed until you're feeling better. I'm texting Dick to have him bring me your medicine, and you're not moving an inch until I deem you 100% better.
Danny,
Tim whined, wrapping his arms around Danny's waist as Danny reached over and grabbed his phone, shooting a text to Tim's eldest brother asking for supplies.
I'm fine. It's just bronchitis.
Bronchitis now, but it can turn into pneumonia, Danny chided as he looked down at his now pouting boyfriend. You don't have a spleen, dollface. How are you supposed to go out and patrol every night if you're coughing your lungs up and passing out on random floors?
Wasn't random, it was yours,
Tim mumbled, just as Dick responded, agreeing to bring over the necessary supplies to keep Tim alive. Danny hummed in response. Still, you passed out on my floor and I came back from school to find you there.
Why were you at school so late?
Tim complained, pulling his face away to stare up at his boyfriend. Grating, Danny said, his nose wrinkled in distaste. I thankfully got it knocked out pretty fast, but it was still a pain in the ass to do, and took a while to finish. Then I had to get things ready for tomorrow's lab assignment. And then I got caught up talking to your brother, who was also staying late. He was ripping his students' book reports to shreds.
Jason is a harsh English teacher. I would have never survived his class,
Tim admitted with a soft laugh that descended into coughs. Danny chuckled. I wouldn't have either. He's even more annoying ever since I told him about my old English teacher who would curse in book titles. Now he does it all the goddamn time, he said with a huff, shaking his head in amusement.
Yeah, he does it on patrols too,
Tim said with a sigh. He groaned as his stomach let out a loud growl and Danny frowned down at him. Hungry?
Yes, but I'm comfortable,
he admitted. Danny smiled and let a duplicate of himself separate from him to start making breakfast for the two of them. Tim pursed his lips as he stared at the duplicate.
So, now that you've admitted that you know I'm Red Robin, am I allowed to ask you about your powers? Because I've started a spreadsheet, and every time I think I have all of them, you do something else to prove me wrong.
Danny chuckled and pressed a kiss to Tim's forehead. I have so many I can't keep count. But I'll be completely honest, I wasn't quite as honest as I led you to believe on how I got my powers in the first place. Tim raised an eyebrow.
It wasn't a lab accident?
He asked. It was, but it didn't turn me into a meta. It killed me, Danny said slowly, staring down at Tim nervously.
So you're a zombie?
Tim asked, raising an eyebrow. Danny laughed and shook his head. Nah, I'm half ghost, he said, and Tim made a face that just made Danny snicker a bit more. Try not to think too hard on it, babe.
Can I run test?
Tim whispered, staring up at Danny wide-eyed.
Not like your parents. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I know there's some trauma there. I just mean...
Yes, Dollface, you can run tests. But only if you let me take care of you until you're better, Danny said with a coo, pressing a soft kiss to Tim's brow. Tim let out a huff.
You drive a hard bargain, Mr. Nightingale.
Danny hummed. If you're a good patient, I'll even tell you my real last name and let you do a deep dive on my parents. Before Tim could respond, his duplicate returned with a bowl of oatmeal and orange juice for Tim and a bowl of cereal for Danny. Eat up and I'll tell you all about it. How does that sound?
I can't believe you're bribing me with your secrets to get me to stay here.
Tim mumbled, accepting the bowl from the duplicate.
That's evil.
It's working, Danny chided. Tim huffed and took a bite of his oatmeal before he looked over at his boyfriend.
So you're not mad about me not telling you I'm Red Robin?
No, why would I be mad? I didn't tell you I was dead. We're even.
We're even,
Tim said faintly as he stared down at his breakfast.
I can't believe I'm so lucky. What the heck?
Danny snorted and shook his head. You're such a mess.
And you still think I'm cute, even though I'm a vigilante? And when I'm sick and gross like this?
Danny chuckled and took a bite of his fruity pebbles. Yes, Tim, I'm still into you, even then. Now, eat, and then I'll let you start the Inquisition. Tim gave him a dirty look at that, but thankfully started eating his breakfast like a good patient.
The end.